Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hard weekend, and your Pittsburgh Steelers are the AFC North champions. Monday night, we will host the Houston Texans. And we are lucky to have with us Clint Turner, who is part of Sports Radio 610 in Houston and the afternoon team, and hosts the Texans' official postgame show. Clint, welcome to Pittsburgh. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We are fired up, my friend. We've never played the Texans in the playoffs here, and you guys are red hot, winning 9 in a row.
Yeah, look, it's been a good run for us. I mean, our defense here in Houston is obviously, I mean, it's got a chance to be, if you make a significant playoff run, it's got a chance to be one of the best defenses of all time. And so we've rode that to a not only 9 in a row, but 12 of the last 14. And you know, along the way, overcoming an 0-3 start adds a little momentum to what's going on right now. And so yeah, man, we're excited to be, you know, where we are, and excited to be heading to Pittsburgh, that's for sure.
That said, what's the breakdown from your perspective on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, look, I think it's what has been the boogeyman for the Texans defense, I think, is where this thing has to start. When you look at Pittsburgh offensively, when DK Metcalf is in the game, when he's not suspended for punching fans in the stands, when he's in the game, he is exactly what's been the problem for the Houston Texans defense. You look at it, the bigger, faster, more deeper threat receivers that make the explosive plays at any time throughout a game, that's the guy that's been the boogeyman for this defense. And so it's got to start there. You look at Aaron Rodgers, obviously I'm a big believer in the long in the tooth quarterbacks that can still spin it around the park. He can make all the throws. He can anticipate and you know, drop the ball in the voids in the defense in a way that you have to be able to do that if you're going to attack this Texans defense. So I think it starts offensively with those two guys. Also, Gainwell. You know, our linebackers are really, really good linebackers. They play downhill. They're super physical. The one thing that they have not done well is cover backs, little shifty, explosive, twitchy backs out of the backfield. And y'all have got Gainwell. Pittsburgh has Gainwell, who they use extensively, and he's going to be a problem. So I think offensively it starts with those three things, and then defensively it starts with y'all's defensive front. Cam Hayward in the middle, along with the other two or three guys y'all have, are an absolute problem inside. We talk a lot, I know y'all talk a lot about Highsmith, and you talk a lot about TJ Watt, but for me personally, it's about y'all's interior guys, and it starts with Cam Hayward. Can the Texans handle him? If not, it could be a long day for Houston.
And let's talk about your quarterback. He's been extraordinarily sharp, obviously, in the past 9 games. What makes CJ so good?
Well, I think CJ, the struggle for CJ has been, you know, he is one of the better passers of the football in the league. He likes to stretch the field. He's really good at the second and third level of the field. But this offense asks him to be more efficient, more, you know, minimize the risk, take what's there. You know, don't drive the football down the field just because you want to. And I think as a young quarterback, he's, you know, that's been a little bit of a juggling act for him to settle in. And what's happened of late, really after the injury, after he had the concussion, sat out for a while, Davis Mills ran the offense effectively. I think when CJ stepped back in, you know, he decided, hey, I'm gonna commit to this offense. I'm gonna commit to the death by a thousand cuts and be more calculated when I take my shots. And that has worked out really well for CJ. It's worked out really well for the team overall. At the end of the day, you know, the headliner for this team is the defense. And the more they can get the offensive guys to understand that, the better off they're going to be. And I think CJ's coming around. And as of late, he's been really good, no doubt.
We're with Clint Turner from Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas. How are the fans reacting to your team playing in Pittsburgh against the Steelers?
Well, other than not being at home, they're absolutely stoked about it. We'd rather it be at NRG Stadium right here in Houston, but we do live broadcast. I did a live broadcast yesterday from a location here in Houston. We had several of we call them the traveling Texans. We had several of them in the building with all their gear on, and they're talking about the flight they're catching. And so I would imagine that there's going to be a good contingent of Texans fans out there. Now, they're not going to overtake, obviously, you guys, with one of the best fan bases in America. They're not going to overtake you guys, but
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We'll hear them and you will see them. So the fan base is absolutely stoked about it. We feel like, you know, this team improved from 10 wins last year to 12 wins in the regular season, and now you got a chance to improve in the playoffs. And not only win the first road playoff game under DeMeco Ryans, but also improve beyond the second round. So the fan base is juiced, and we're ready for this first round game. Wish it was at home, but we'll take a trip to Pittsburgh, no doubt.
That said, I wish maybe we had a little colder weather for them and a little snow. You have a beautiful stadium, by the way. I've been there. I attended a Super Bowl there. That's a fantastic facility, and Houston is a big football town. Back in the day, old school, it used to be the Oilers and Steelers in just about every playoff run.
Yeah, man, there were some good ones there. I grew up here, born and raised in the Houston area, man, so I mom was an Oilers fan, dad was a Cowboys fan. I was stuck in the middle trying to figure out which way to go, and I was just a guy that loved football, man. And so whether it's the Oilers, the Texans, the Cowboys, the Steelers, I'm just a big fan. I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan, and I'm one of the most elite passers of the football the game has ever seen. And other than this week, man, I hope he does really well in Pittsburgh. I'm a fan.
What about Mike Tomlin? 19 seasons in, what's the talk about him from outside of town?
Well, I think it's probably similar to what the rest of the nation's talking about. Is it everything runs its course, man? Everybody comes to a point at some point. You say, hey, change is good, and is Pittsburgh really there? I mean, Mike Tomlin's obviously one of the greatest to ever do it. You know, I'm a former player, and I'm a little bit more old school. I'm a little bit more of a realist. I'm a little bit more probably I'd call it authentic than most, and I just have thoroughly enjoyed what Mike Tomlin brings to the table, the way he coaches, you know, the way he can relate to his players. And obviously, you know, previously, I know it's been a rough stretch relative to playoff wins and Super Bowls, you know, the last 10 years, but obviously got off to a hot start. I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. Now, I do believe this. I think, you know, Tomlin's got to get his team in the mix every single year. And when I say in the mix, I don't mean AFC championship or winning Super Bowls. I just mean a product that is super competitive and in the playoffs with a shot. And then maybe folks will leave him alone. But, boy, that just getting in the playoffs and not having a very good product, that's not going to cut it in Pittsburgh. I know that.
And, by the way, you're a very keen observer of college football, being an Arkansas Razorback and, of course, former NFL quarterback for the Cowboys and the Dolphins. So you know your stuff. Who's going to win the national championship?
Well, I tell you, man, you look at the two teams that are the hottest right now. I think Indiana, obviously, all year long, and I'm not a huge Big Ten fan, and I doubted whether Indiana – it's not whether Cignetti could put a team together that could win, you know, and surprise some folks. But you think about what he's done at Indiana. In 2 years, he has put a team together that is more physical. They're bigger, faster, stronger. They're more disciplined, more explosive, all of that. They're more well-coached than Ohio State, than Michigan, than obviously Georgia, than Alabama. I mean, so you think about what Cignetti's done. It's not just win games up there. The team that he has built is better than the best has been over the last 20 years. And so the way in which he's done it has been awfully impressive. So I'm going to go with Indiana, but I'm going to tell you, man, Miami has been awfully impressive. I love the old school physical brand. I know Shannon Dawson, their offensive coordinator, runs a little bit more of an air raid, a little more spread. But if you watch what their identity is, man, it is more. I'm going to be more physical than you, and I'm going to punch you in the mouth. It's old school crystal ball football, and I love it, man. So I'm going Miami, Indiana, obviously, and I think Indiana wins it.
Hey, appreciate the time, and congrats last year. I see you were inducted into Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, hey man, it was a good year for me last year, man. I got two little babies, and I got the Hall of Fame at the state of Arkansas, and also the Hall of Fame there at the university, man. So it was in a new contract here doing radio in Houston. So it was a hell of a year for me in 2025, man. I hope to keep things rolling in 2026.
You're still throwing the rock. It's just on the air. Thanks, Clint. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Y'all be good and love me some Pittsburgh now. Y'all take care.
All right. That is Clint Stoerner, who is with Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, and part of their flagship coverage of Houston's Texans.